Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Michigan Maniacs, this is a Michigan football rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is the reaction episode, Penn State. That's right, guys. Before we get into the reaction, let me go ahead and just lightly cover what happened or the lead up to this game. We all know it, so I don't have to really go into great detail, but I can't wait. That I really, really hope that Michigan bounces from the Big Ten, because what Tony Big Titties did is proof that this conference is filled with weak men, bitchy men, men who can't stand on their own two feet, men who wait till the big man leaves the room and then complains about him to the supposed adult in the room, the commissioner, and that commissioner's so weak, he can't tell them no. I mean, I've said this numerous times on a few other podcasts or whatever, but yeah, I understand. I like the whole money sharing. I get it. Revenue sharing is great for all the smaller schools to be able to do stuff, and I'm fine with that. But there are some times when you just need to look at the Northwesterns of the world, the Purdue's of the world, the Rutgers of the world, and say, shut the F up. You don't get to have a say at this table when you don't bring in the big dollars. And when Michigan and Ohio State are the only two teams that bring in the big dollars, Penn State, I was reluctantly giving them some credit this week. After this game, no. As long as James Franklin is their head coach, they don't belong at the table of the big boys, which Ohio State and Michigan are. I would love, this is what I propose Michigan do. I would love to see Michigan bounce from the Big Ten, go to the Pac-12. Sorry, I'm still getting over some. I'm sorry, I've been sick. Go to the Pac-12. Tell the teams that are leaving the Pac-12, the USC's, you know, UCLA, Washington, Oregon, all that. Say, stay with the Pac-12. We'll come over to the Pac-12, right? What in doing so, we'll keep the Pac-12 whole. We'll go to Fox Sports, the COO, I want to say. I can't remember his name, but he is a Michigan alum. Talk to them about doing some type of revenue sharing or some type of deal with the Pac-12, screwing over the Big Ten. Guaranteed money, 85%. If Michigan does that and the Pac-12 stays and they do something with Fox Sports, Ohio State will bounce and go to the Pac-12. Because as we both know, Michigan isn't Michigan without Ohio State, and Ohio State isn't Ohio State without Michigan. Both fan bases hate each other. It's the best rivalry in college football. No matter what happens, we should keep it. Just like Texas and Oklahoma left for SEC, Ohio should follow us to the Pac-12. And I would love to watch. I would love to watch the Big Ten implode on itself. Because, I mean, who in the nation is going to be looking for the Purdue-Rutgers matchup? You know, the Northwestern Iowa tilt. You know, no one's going to be asking for that, and no one ever will. And the Big Ten should then go the way of the Big East, meaning it shouldn't exist. I would love to see that happen. So, but on to better things. We'll get to the reaction episode now. But before we do, we are very excited about this next announcement. Tom Brady and the team at Autograph had just announced the release of a game-changing new app. Like how I did that? That recognizes Michigan's fans for their acts of fandom. Okay, that's just like listening to me, reading blogs, doing all that good stuff. Okay, the Autograph fandom app gives you access to all your favorite Michigan content, fan challenges, and then exclusive rewards for actual diehard Michigan Wolverines. All right. All for doing things that you already do, like listening to this podcast. See how smooth that read was? It's awful. But anyways, it's still a great app. Head over to the Apple App Store, search for Autograph Rewarding Fans, and download it for free today. Use referral code MFRANT. All right, that'll help me out. It'll support everything. And give you an idea of how cool some of the stuff is. They actually have the turnover chain with the big M, and it has Braden McGregor is actually autographed it. And you can buy that as a part of some of the cool content and stuff that you can actually buy from this app. And I think it's cool. I think you'll like it. Give it a shot. It's free. What do you have to lose? And remember, use referral code MFRANT. All right. So now let's get on with the show here. This was like a huge dare game, right? Like Tony Big Titties dared us to play without our coach. Penn State said, we dare you to not throw the ball, because apparently it had to be a dare. Or actually, I think it was probably just a great observation by Sharon Moore to be like, okay, Penn State can't do anything on offense. We're stopping them. We're stopping the run game really well. I mean, I think Singleton and Allen together had 115 yards total rushing between both of them on like 25 carries, no touchdowns. Only touchdown was from Drew Aller, okay? Which I wasn't too excited to see how well Drew Aller was able to carve up our defense. Not really excited about that, but overall, still better than what Sean Clifford would have done to us. By the way, let's mention this before I forget. Kenneth Grant, dude, have you ever seen a 340-pound man move as fast as he did to catch? What was that, Allen or Singleton? Either one, dude. Those dudes should, whoever that was, should be ashamed that a man that big could run him down so easily. I mean, he was fleet of foot, dude. That was freaking awesome. I have to admit, that was awesome. So yeah, but one thing that really kind of, well, before I get into our offensive line, I think Sharon Moore did notice that no matter what, Penn State couldn't do anything. So we couldn't pass the ball. We couldn't pass the ball whatsoever. You know, I mean, our offensive tackles are trash. I'll be honest. I hate to be negative because I love this team. I love them immensely. But Barnhart and Henderson, trash, 100% trash. Barnhart's been put on skates. All this, every year, and I guess I should learn by now, that anytime you hear any good news about a player coming out of, say, camp, you know that player is going to be overrated. And this is the Donovan Jeter effect, right? The Louis Villain effect. Oh, he's having a great camp. One of the best players, having the best camp. Oh, yeah, he's amazing. I should have known that Barnhart was trash when that was being said about him at the beginning. And I love the kid. Sad to say, right? It's hard to say that I love him, but that I'm calling him trash. But he's been dominated back-to-back weeks now. And I know Purdue actually does have two really good, I guess they're considered outside linebackers, but still, you can't be on a Joe Ward winning team. And maybe Barnhart isn't a tackle by nature, right? Because he doesn't really look like one. The traditional left tackle, right tackle, you're about 6'6", 6'7", you know, over 330, you know, more like Hinton. Now, if Hinton can actually do something, he would be ideal at this point, but I just don't know if he's made any leaps and bounds. If you need to reopen that, I think you probably need to think about something. I don't know. I hate to mess with the actual chemistry of this line, though, but it's not like we're gangbusters at this point, offensive line, you know. But if Penn State and Purdue can get to JJ easily, Ohio is going to be able to as well, because Ohio has decent defensive ends. That JT 44, I think I'm watching the Michigan State game now. Number 44 will put Barnhart on skates, will put Henderson on skates, and we're going to have to try and run it again for what, 32 straight times? We didn't throw one pass in the second half. I mean, it's great to say, hey, we're so good, we can beat up the number 10 team in the nation with just running the ball, doing old school Big Ten, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Sure, great to say that. But if we're going to win a national title, our offensive tackles aren't going to get us there. Just plain and simple, they're just not going to get us there. So we need to figure out something. And I mean, maybe it's too late, or maybe we just don't have the talent there. Maybe we just don't. Because Henderson, I don't know if he's any good at it. It looks like they do okay. But when they've really come up against talented, talented defensive linemen or outside linebackers, they get abused. You think we're going to win a national title beating Georgia with offensive tackles like this? I don't think so. It starts to worry me a little bit. That's the one position on this team that worries me. Not a fan. Not a fan at all, obviously. I think by far, though, this is the best win of the year in college football. I'll be honest with you. I mean, probably people won't agree with that. But when the rankings come out, we should be number one unless Georgia just beats down Ole Miss. Because think about it. Our coach got taken away the night before the game. We're going into Happy Valley, which is a very raucous, very loud, very aggressive stadium. And it was our first test of the season. And we came out in flying colors, 24-15. Late touchdown for Penn State to kind of make it interesting, to kind of give me a little bit of a heart attack. It doesn't matter. I get a little heart attack no matter what happens with this team. I think we deserve the number one spot. I think we will get the number one spot. The only thing that really worries me is these offensive tackles. But, boy, how about that Blake Corum, though? Oh, my God, that kid, it's a pleasure to watch him run. I mean, the picture, looking at him with his busted-up nose and the blood on his face, he looks like an old-school football player, and it just warms the cockles of a man's heart when you see something like that. It's just so nice. I love it. Just love it. That's what football is to me. You know, just hard nose, beat him up. And you make the plays when you need to make the plays. And it was great. Finally, over 140 yards rushing for today for Corum. I think, 145, two touchdowns. He's at what? 49 touchdowns for the year. He's six off from tying, seven from actually holding the career touchdown record. I didn't think it was going to happen at the beginning of the year. I think it might happen now. I really do. I think he's probably going to get two, maybe three against Maryland. And that he'll probably get two against Ohio. And that leaves a Big Ten title game, hopefully, right? Hopefully. And the playoff game. And I think he could do it, man. Like, I'm very excited about this. It gives us something to really watch and cheer for. I know JJ kind of should be left out of the Heisman talk at this point. He didn't, he had like 60 yards passing, didn't do much today. But then again, I mean, Penix is really just separating himself from the class at this point, to be quite honest with you. I think it's Penix's award to lose, to be honest. Even though I don't care, as long as JJ stays healthy, but man, every time that kid goes down, it looks like he's going to stay down, and yet he pops right back up. And it's once again, scares the living hell out of me, because if he goes down, see you later. I mean, we can technically win the next two games without Harbaugh. We can't win the next two games. We can't win the last game of the season without JJ. So it really scares the hell out of me when I see him go down like that. What's really kind of cool is, I know I'm kind of all over the place, but you've been a listener for a while. You know, that's just how I do things. We ran for over 645 yards in two games and seven touchdowns against this Penn State defense. Just let that sink in. That's amazing. 418 yards last season and 222, I want to say. I could be wrong. I know I wrote it down somewhere, but I'm just not looking at it right now. Oh, 227. 227. And seven touchdowns in those two games. It does make it sweet, especially when you look at that TikTok that Manny Diaz had making fun of Michigan with the sign bullshit. Man, it really makes it nice when he gets caught in a blitz for the winning touchdown. You know what I mean? It is beautiful. I think it was Chop Robinson took the wrong plugged the wrong hole, and that's all you need to do. You need to leave just a seam for Corum to hit the hole, and he's gone. And it was nice to finally see him just look like Corum again. That's really about it, guys. I mean, I'm looking at my notes. It was everything that we wanted to be. I love the fact that we literally tied two hands behind our back and still beat Penn State. One Harbaugh, one no throw the ball. And we just beat the piss out of them. God, it was great. But I do give Penn State a lot of credit. That is a really good defense. They have nobody offensively when it comes to wide receivers. And those tight ends, I think I might have given them a little too much credit. I thought they were much more talented than what they proved to be today. And Drew Aller, I think, is eventually going to be a really good quarterback. I think maybe next year he's going to turn some heads. Just right now, they don't trust how they're kind of handling him this year. Reminds me of how Michigan kind of handled JJ last year, you know. So you'll probably see that big leap for Aller next year, but who gives a shit? Hopefully we'll be in the Pac-12 and the Big Ten will be collapsing on itself. It is just great to be a Michigan Wolverine at this point, guys. I mean, finally a big game, and we looked good in it with a mountain of adversity in front of us, and we still look great doing it. It just makes me so happy. I think that's it. Just, it's great to be a Michigan Wolverine, guys. Oh, and also, hey, I'm on all social media. You'll find this on Instagram. Oh, not on Instagram. I'm sorry. You'll find it on Spotify. I just found this new program where I can now upload to YouTube. I know I'm old. I didn't even realize that I had some switch turned off and wouldn't allow my phone to like download things. It was stupid. I feel like such an old man admitting that stuff, but it's ridiculous. I didn't think that was a possible thing, but apparently I'm super old now. I'm 47 and I have the mind of an 80-year-old. You know, I've got the body of JFK after visiting Dallas, and then the mental capacity of Biden. So I don't know if I see my future being too bright. But yeah, I'm on all social media, guys. Threads, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. You guys hit me up. More than likely, I think I answer all questions come my way. And for all you trolls, if you even try doing it, you better hope your team wins, or I'm going to troll you to the day you destroy your account and get off social media. I haven't had to do that yet, but I'll do it. Trust me. Okay. Anyways, great to be a Michigan Wolverine. Fantastic day. Enjoy it. Wonderful. We all get to go to sleep at a good time. I'm going to go watch the Buckeyes beat the piss out of little brother. And always and forever, guys. Go Blue.